This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Fredericks, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K-S, first name Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, date of birth July 30th, 1944, data evaluation. March 6, 2023. The chief complaint, right hip pain. The HPI, the HPI. The patient is a 78-year-old male with complaint of long-standing right hip pain. Period. He has had prolonged symptom and had tried and failed non-operative treatment, including rest, period. His history dates to several years prior, period. He had been evaluated in this office in 2019 when he experienced an injury, period. He had first injured his knee in approximately 2002, period. He then underwent right total knee replacement, period. In 2019, he was water rafting. Correction, he was whitewater rafting when he re-injured the right knee, period. It was anticipated that he would undergo surgery at that time. In the interim, comma, he had developed right hip pain, which had failed non-operative treatment, period. He was seen by Dr. Altwater and felt to require surgery for same, period. The patient is now seen preoperatively, period. The patient reports ongoing right knee pain, which he described as severe. Pain is worse on standing. Pain is especially worse when he is walking, period. The patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history, alcoholism, but no alcohol in 30 years, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertrophy of prostate without urinary obstruction, next number allergic rhinitis, next number obesity, next number osteoarthritis, next number total knee replacement, next number asthma, next number insomnia, next number vasculogenic erectile dysfunction, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number chronic pain right knee, next number cardiomyopathy, next number Barrett's esophagus, next number hypertension, next number melanoma, next number pneumonia, the past surgical history, biopsy of the oropharynx, February 2015, next number colonoscopy, January 3rd, 2007, next number history of foot surgery, trauma left ankle, next number parathyroidectomy, next number history repair rotator cuff left, next number history of total knee replacement right, 2008, next number History, total knee replacement left, March 1, 2012. Next number, history of upper extremity surgery, not otherwise specified. Next number, melanoma wide excision 2 centimeter, right axillary sentinel lymph node biopsy. Next number, PR, open treatment radius head or neck fracture, open repair, radial head, right elbow. Next number, incarcerated, strangulated, hernia, inguinal, bilateral. Next number, vasectomy. Medications. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, one every 8 hours PRN. Stiolotto, correction, Stiolto Respimat, 2.5-5 microgram oral inhaler, 2 puffs daily, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, 1 every 6 hours PRN, Flonase, 1 inhalation BID, glucosamine PRN, Protonix, 40 milligrams HS, lovastatin, 20 milligrams daily, levothyroxine, 100 micrograms, 1 daily, the allergies, pollen extract, the family history, sister deceased with pancreatic cancer, social history, patient is a prior smoker but none in 20 to 30 years. He has history of alcohol abuse but has been clean and sober for greater than 35 years. Review of systems. Constitutional. He reports weight loss. Skin. He has history of melanoma. Head, no trauma. Eyes are normal. Ears, he reports deafness and uses a hearing aid. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Neck, he reports stiffness and decreased motion. Respiratory, he has dyspnea. Cardiac, he has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, or melena. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency, although he has had prostatic enlargement. The review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination. The blood pressure, 141/82, pulse 69, respiratory rate 20, height 68.25 inches, weight 192 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The right hip exam, flexion 90 degrees, external rotation 30 degrees, internal rotation 10 agrees with substantial tenderness, period. Positive straight leg test, period. Right knee reveals 2 plus effusion, period. The data review X-ray correction data review EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 76 beats per minute, period. There is left anterior fascicular block, period. There is occasional PVC, period. Non-specific SDT wave changes noted, period. Imaging X-rays of the pelvis and right hip reveal severe degenerative joint disease of the right hip, indicated by total loss of joint space, spur formation, and subchondral sclerosis. X-rays of right knee, March 7, 2023. Shows no significant change from prior. The impression, this is a 78-year-old male with significant DJD involving the right hip, period. He has disease of the spine, period. He further has significant disease involving his knee, period. He is now scheduled for a total hip replacement, period. He is noted to have an abnormal EKG, period. However, he has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. He is felt to be moderate risk, period. However, he is clinically stable and otherwise cleared for his procedure. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as surgically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.